Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivating and Inspiring the Next Generation X through True Life Experiences Live on Mean X Media Group Atlanta 98.9 FM. I'm your host, Jazzy J. Today we spread love across America. We welcome the life and motivation of a dynamic same-sex couple, Yvette and T.I. Mason, founders at Ladies in Atlanta, Leah Travel Club, LLC, with their amazing journey together since 2011. Let's bring this special couple on. Greetings.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. How are you doing?
It is a sincere pleasure and honor to have you both on the show tonight. Let's get started with your motivations and passions in life. Now tell us a little bit about each of you as an individual.
Okay. This is Yvette. I'm going to go first, but a little bit about myself. I'm 48 years old. And I've been in Atlanta since 2006, so about 10 years. And I've been here. I am a manager over a homeless shelter. That's my passion, helping people. So I've been in social service for about 27 years. So that's been my passion throughout life. And that's pretty much it for right now.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Ty Mason.
Hey, I'm sorry.
How are you? I am a mom of two girls, ages 20 and 27. I am originally from New York City and relocated to North Carolina in 1987. And I was blessed to have a daughter with autism, and with me having a child with autism, it actually changed my life and guided me to be the woman that I am today. So I relocated to Atlanta in 2014 when I started my new journey.
So now, guys, tell us a little bit more about your love and commitment for one another.
So Yvette and I met online, and it was, I'm not going to say it was a fluke, but I wanted to start dating, and I didn't want to date locally because, not saying I was closeted, but I made a promise to my daughter that I will live my lifestyle once she graduated high school. So she was still a freshman in high school when I really started getting out dating prior to my last relationship, which people knew us as, not going to say sisters, but they just knew my ex was my daughter's, my kid's aunt. And that's my journey since I was 35. I'm 47 now.
Okay.
So the promise that I made her once she graduated in 2014 that I will live my life as a happily free gay woman.
Awesome. Now let's reflect on your life prior to you guys really making that commitment. as well as to the law actually being passed after you guys made your commitment. Share that with the audience, how phenomenal that was, that you guys, it didn't matter. Either way, you were going to be committed to one another.
Do you want me to speak, Yvette? Okay. So Yvette and I actually, 2012, she told me that she were going to marry me. And she said she had never thought about marrying a woman before in her life. It never was a part of her. It was never a part of her, but until she met me, she really felt like she wanted to be married. She wanted someone that she can come home to every day. She wanted someone that she can call her wife or what? She used to always say, like, I'm going to marry you. And I was like, okay. So a visit to Atlanta in the summer of 2012. We were in Cumberland Mall, and we were at Healdsburg, and it was her, Jada, and myself, and we were at this ring counter, and she said, turn, Jada said, well, let's pick out rings. I'm like, rings for what? She's like, because I'm going to marry you. So her and Jada picked out this ring, and I didn't even know it was purchased until 2013. August 12th, she asked me to marry him. And it was the same ring that I tried on my finger. And she said that day she knew, she felt in her heart that she wanted to get married. But I will let her finish her story.
Well, like you know, like Ty said, I was really, unlike Ty, she was pretty closeted. I was pretty out in the open with my family. They were pretty accepting of me when I did come out. And so when I met Ty, she was really only the first woman that I really introduced my family to as my lover, my partner, my friend. So they seen a change in me already, even with, you know, all the other young ladies that I brought home to my family. I never really committed in saying that we were together. So it was like when I met Ty, it was, I just knew it was a different type of love. It was a different type of feeling. I always told Ty that I never knew I was in love until I met her. And when I felt that, and it felt so much different than anyone else, that's when I knew that I wanted to marry her. And it was just, it was kind of like a no-brainer, you know. So I took the steps, even though she didn't really know deep down, I think, that I was taking those steps to make her my wife. I had been since almost the day I had talked to her. So I just knew in my heart it was a feeling, a different type of feeling. So I knew that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her.
Okay, well, you have a couple of holes. Do you want to take a call or do you want to keep going?
We'll take some
okay.
calls.
Okay. Hi, caller. They have to want to talk. We're going to move on. Okay, you guys indicated that you had a long-distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Share that with us.
We had a long distance relationship. Like Ty said, that we had met online, and she was in North Carolina and I was in Atlanta, and it's about a 6-hour drive. I had experienced a little bit long distance relationship, but it didn't pan out the way I thought it would. But When we met, it was just, it was fun. We traveled a lot. We used that time to really get to know each other,
okay.
You know, really before we, you know, got into a serious relationship, we were able to get to know each other.
Okay.
So what happened was when we first, I'm sorry, the first day we decided to set out to meet one another was on this November 19th of 2011 to meet face-to-face. Yvette and one of her college teammates, her teammate was moving to Charlotte, so we didn't want it to be like a date. So she was helping her move, and so I was in the Raleigh-Durham area, so I drove from Raleigh-Durham to Charlotte to help, to pretend like I was going to help move a box, but it wasn't really part of my character. So I said I would come help them move. So it was like 24 hours. So I set up to weigh. I had my daughter and I had a couple of caseworkers that work with my daughter and say, if I give you a call to say that I need to come back, you know, that's the cue. So you call me. If I text you and say I need to come back, you call me and say there's an emergency, I need to leave, because I've been on the online dating before and it just didn't work out. So I arrived in Charlotte at 2, and from the start, she had met me downstairs, and I actually drove past her, and she like, where are you going? You just drove past me. And I looked, and from that moment when I stepped out the car, she hugged me. And the hug, it was, to me, it felt like 30 minutes. She hugged me so tight, and she whispered in my ear, she said, you look just as beautiful in person as you did on FaceTime. And she helped me for so long, and I was like, what's wrong? And I kind of like pushed her away. I was like, what's wrong? She was like, nothing. She said, you're just everything that I thought you would be. And from that moment, we went to a restaurant, and all three of them was her, myself, and her teammate, Sherry, who is her best friend, one of our best friends for 20-something years now. And we all went out, and that I arrived at 2 on the 19th, and I left on November 20th at 2 p.m. I stayed a whole 24 hours. Sherry, she opened up her home. She had roommate-style apartment. She said, you could sleep on one end. And then she only had one bed. She said, you're welcome to take my guest room. And I know, I'm just saying, she welcome to take her guest room. And but the point is that 24 hours, it wasn't like you were on a date. It was 24 hours of laughter. When I say I laughed from 2 o'clock to the time that I left at 2, and I said to myself when I was driving off, I said, I will probably never meet this lady again in my life. And at 2:02, my phone rang. Now, I know time and I know date. 2:02, okay. My phone rang. And she said, it wasn't even her, it was Sherry. She said, I don't know what you have done to my friend, but she have not moved the box since you left. And she got on the phone and she said that was the best 24 hours of her life. She was really, really happy. And to me, because Yvette is very athletic and I am a full-figured woman, I felt that I was not her type. That has played in my mind from the time that I started emailing her in August of 2011 until I finally met her face-to-face in November, that I wouldn't be her type. But that wasn't the case. She said she my heart, what she fell in love with from day one.
Okay, now tell us a little bit more about some of the challenges from the general public that you guys experienced prior to your wedding and as well as up to today, whatever you would like to share.
to be honest, we we really haven't had a lot of negativity toward us. I think Atlanta is a place that's more accepting of same-sex relationship.
Right.
And but in the help of our families, we did have one situation though where I was in one of my good friend's wedding. She asked me to be in her wedding, and of course, me being the more stud type, I was on the groom side. So we went to, I don't know if I can name any names, but where I went to get fitted, we went in, and they asked me if we needed some help, and I said yes, and I was with my wife, and we went in and we said, yeah, I'm, you know, trying to get fitted for a tux. And so they looked at me strange, and they walked away, and one of the guys whispered to someone else, and they came back and they said for a wedding. And I said, yes, for a wedding. And so they went through the whole process of, you know, looking for, you know, I told them the bride's name. I said, it's two brides. I said, but the person, I named my friend her name, and they just really looked at me strange, and they gave us this whole spiel on how we needed to put down a deposit because I was going to get fitted, and they wanted me to put down pay the whole thing for the tux. And I said, who does that, you know, to just get fitted? I'm just here to get fitted. So, boy, we went round and round and come to find out they did not really want to deal with me because it was same-sex couple being married, and I was a woman coming in there getting fitted for a tux. So needless to say, we walked out, and we didn't use them. And, we didn't use that one because that particular tuxedo shop was in North Carolina, and we ended up calling in to the district manager and getting some things resolved, and I ended up coming to Atlanta and getting fitted, and they were awesome at that point. But
great.
But yeah, but Ty has an experience as well.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So being that I was relocating from North Carolina, my job, where I worked for the last 10 years, always knew Yvette as Mason. They didn't know who she were or, you know, they just always knew I was going out of town with Mason. Or then when I started winning an engagement ring in 2013, they was like, wow, why you wait until 2015 to get married? So no one knew who Mason was because the promise that I made to my daughter who was in high school that once you graduate, I will be free. And I didn't want my family, I came from a family that, you know, it's man, woman, woman, man, you know, it wasn't really talked about. It wasn't, you know, she's that way, she's funny, you know, the people that were, you know, I didn't want that brought on to my mom. So I try to do everything so my mom wouldn't be questioned or have to worry about it's something that she did, or I didn't want my family to be going back to her asking, oh, so my family knew me as Renee. So my name is Ty Renee. Oh, you know, Renee dating a woman or Renee dating this. But I didn't want her to experience that. I didn't want her to be questioned or anything like that. So I always had Yvette as Mason in my phone. So my daughter, who was 18 at the time, she arranged for Yvette to come up to North Carolina with one of the young ladies that was in a wedding to stay with her on my going away party, which Yvette told me that she had to work. And she said, I would love to be there, but I know, you know, you don't want anybody to know. So she arranged for Yvette to come. She stayed with one of the nurse anesthetists that I work with overnight, and she avoided me for 24 hours. She kept saying she had to be calling to work. She was on call. There was an emergency at the shelter. I mean, for 24 hours. And then I was thinking to myself, I'm about to relocate, you know, give up my job, you know, and you're now you're starting to act different. You know, we from November, from August to 28th weekend, Yvette and I have talked every day. We have never missed the evening of not having conversation. We have never gone a day without speaking to one another. And on April the 26th, I did not speak to her all day. She avoided every phone call. So I'm at the restaurant with my coworkers, this going away party, and she calls me. And she was asking me, she was telling me, you know, I love you. I will do anything for you, and I will always be there for you. That's a promise. And she always told me she never made promises. But the promise that she made to me that I will always be there for you, you will never have to worry about anything. And she asked me on the phone, she said, do you love me? I said, yes, I love you. But I was amongst all my coworkers. I want to say, where the heck you been? You know, that's what I really wanted to say. And then as I'm talking to her, I mean, she just holding the phone and she just like, I would love to be there. Now, I'm getting ready to tell my coworkers the reason why I'm leaving. Now, even my daughter has 2 weeks to graduation. So this is my last day at work. So I will not see them again. So I was really getting ready to out myself that I am moving to Atlanta to be with the love of my life, who is female. So while I have her on my phone in my ear, we're talking and she like holding the phone. I'm telling her, I have to go. And then the next thing I know, I feel a kiss on my cheek. And then I looked up, it's her. And my coworkers, they just started crying. They just was like, it was just a scene played out of a movie. And I looked at them and I said, this is the reason why I'm leaving. Now, this was on a Sunday. So I still had to work Monday and Tuesday. Monday morning, I opened up the recovery room. I'm the first one there. Monday morning, I know it was probably about 17 to 18 of my coworkers sitting in the recovery room waiting on me to get to work, asking me, why did I hide my lifestyle from them? Why did I keep everything? They, like, missed out on those years with me. It didn't matter who I was in love with, but the person that I am, they were in love with, and they will always cherish the person that I am. So that's my story. That's my journey from leaving North Carolina until I left North Carolina on May 23rd, 2014, and I married Yvette May 23rd, 2015.
Well, you just answered the next question. Just how important it is to know and feel real love. You know, we often don't really know the depth as it relates to love in our society. So, you know, thank you so much for sharing that. Let's move on, guys. So how did you guys get started with the ladies in Atlanta Travel Club?
So first we started out, we was DIM. DIM started in 2014. We was called Divas in Motion. Yvette and I wasn't married at the time. So we would go around to different locations and meet people. We would take trips together. Mostly was casino trips. Because we traveled, Yvette did most of the traveling. Like I said, I had the two girls, and it was easy for her because she was by herself to travel. So Yvette would travel by bus, plane, train, car, no matter whatever the cheapest way she could get to North Carolina, she would go. Megabus was her friend because they had like $3 tickets, and she would jump on a Megabus. She would sometimes get cheap flights, $49. But any, because me think that I'm spoiled, I would say, you know, we would plan to see each other either three times every third month or every 2 months. But I would get in my move. It'd be like, I need to see you. And so she would have to figure out a way to get to North Carolina, and it wasn't a visit time. So so that's how we came up with the bus travel. You know, they would take a bus. It didn't matter. She was coming to North Carolina to see us. So she, we started DIM, and DIM is still in effect. We but once we got married, when we launched September 5th of 2015, we were Ladies Loving Ladies in Atlanta Travel Club. So LLLIATL Travel Club. And that was a lot. That was a mouthful. It was a lot of L's in there. So then there were the ladies at DIM that wasn't in the life, but they still wanted to travel with us. So we decided to change it to Ladies in Atlanta. So that name, it stuck, but we had to make it feasible for everybody. So we don't use the acronyms Ladies in Atlanta. We're just Leah. So what Leah stands for, it's no name. It's just, that's what we call Leah. It's for the LGBTQIA community. It's for any lady that want to join. It's for any ladies that, if you're a lady and you're married, you want to join. It's for anybody that want to travel with us. The name of the club is just Leah. So that's how we got the name.
Okay, and now tell us a little bit more about the blended family and your ability to bring friends and loved ones together while promoting sisterhood.
Yes. Okay.
I'll let you answer that question.
I think we're able to do that because just because of the type of people we are. And I think that we just attract people that want to have fun, people that want to have a good time. You know, it doesn't matter if, you know, you're a lesbian. It doesn't matter if you're transgender. It doesn't matter if you're straight. I think, you know, the sisterhood is most important. I mean, because when it all boils down to, you know, we are sisters keepers. So we just try to just promote positivity, fun, do things, you know, that are fun, that could bring, you know, women together, that can do some positive things. We love to do community service work, not just travel, but community service, trying to empower women, trying to just put some things out there that's not always necessarily, you know, a party. So just to educate, and I think that's what makes us different. We're just not just a travel club. Of course, yes, the traveling brings us together in a fun way, but once we get the ladies together, hey, we want to educate, we want to do some things in the community and be a positive force through what we're doing with the traveling.
Well, now share with us a little bit more about your upcoming conference for singles and couples, which is happening in March of 2017.
Okay. I'm going to let Ty answer that one. About, you want to hear about the puppy.
So we shared our story on a website when we first got married. It was the summer. We married May 23rd, and we shared our story on a website, how we met long distance. I was a mom of two. I was dating this young lady back and forth, and how did I make it work? So with that being said, people were inboxing us like questions. How did you do this? How did that work?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I'm not into that field. I'm not into that field to be counseling anybody. I can only go by what made it work for us. So we decided to find different facilitators that make and help couples that are dating long distance or in a relationship that needs to enhance what they already have or working on. So we launched in October. I said, well, let's try our first couples and singles conference.
Okay.
So we reached out to the our counselor who counseled us, which is Overseer Yvonne Harrison, and I asked her, I said, would you be willing to come out to facilitate or to do a class like you helped us to help other people? And she was all for it. And then when we joined Real Inspirational Ministries, well, this was before we even joined. We talked to Pastor Sonia Williams, and we asked her, you know, we visited the church, and we said we're doing a conference, and we loved her teaching at the church. So we asked her, would she be willing to be a facilitator? And she was like, sure, just let us know. And she talked to us the first day we went there. We went into her office, and we talked to her, and she said, I just see you two ladies as having, like, your own show, talking to people, like you're gatherers. And I was like, that was funny, because prior to the weeks of us going to church, we had a couple of people that asked us to do a talk radio or do some videos to show, like, how we go out day to day. And I was like, that was weird for me. And I was telling her, I was like, Pastor, you know, someone just mentioned that to us. So we reached out to several different facilitators, and we were able to pull off our first couples and single conference this year in February, and it went well. We had couples come from Florida, New York City, North Carolina, and it went over well. So we decided to, you know, that was the first year. Let's go for year two. And being that the venues and the places, you know, they want, our goal with Leah is to make events less expensive as possible, that you get what you get for your money. We do, because that's our motto, to do it in a group where you don't have to spend your whole life savings to do anything that we have going on. So we had to switch the conference around a little bit. We had to combine both of them again because we want to do them separately so we won't be paying for two venue spaces. So we're looking forward to our second annual conference in March of next year, of 2017. That's March 10th and 11th. And we want to bring couples and singles together, two separate classrooms, but couples together to enhance what they have in their relationship or to better what they have in their relationship to make it work or to, you know, figure out goals and what word I'm trying to use, just to enhance their relationship. I feel like if you invest in your relationship, you invest in your future, especially if you want your relationship to work.
I think you two have definitely set a precedence as it relates to love. I love the pictures that you guys submitted. They both show so much love and intensity. All the pictures that you submitted got a very good response for everything that you guys have done on this platform to bring this show to pass and to talk about some of the things that are important to you as it were to love. Now tell me, what are you doing to make sure that you continue to motivate and inspire the next generation that love conquers all?
Communication is one. We work on that every day. One thing Yvette and I do is focus on learning how to talk to one another and not talk at one another.
Okay.
Because if we talk to one another, we both can hear what we both are saying, and we listen. you know, not saying every time. And let's, I want to make everything clear. Everything that, I mean, our relationship is not perfect. It's not perfect at all. It's an everyday, we put in effort every day. Every single day we put in effort to make it, make us, as we quote the Masons. So we try to communicate to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And I'm looking at her. I just want to make sure because I always, you know, we always want confirmation on the things that we're talking about.
Okay.
And I would like to just chime in and say that a couple things for us too, and sometimes, you know, you get away from, you know, each other and the hustle and bustle of just life and just, you know, with work and the kids and things like that. So date night is really important, and we're actually going to have a date night tomorrow, which we haven't had a chance to have a date night in a while just because we've been so busy. So that's really important, is to have date night. And intimacy is really important, and not necessarily just the physical aspect of intimacy, but just holding each other and touching each other and you know, just gazing in each other's eyes while you're watching Empire. So, you know, so that's important, and just showing each other love, saying, you know, positive things, you know, to each other and uplifting each other. And I think that's that sometimes gets missed in relationships, and just because of all the hustle and bustle and just doing those little things that you used to do when you first met.
Well, Yvette and Ty, is there anything else you would like to cover or share with the audience tonight?
Oh, anything else? Well, some people are calling. They say they're trying to call in, but they can't get through. So, but we just want to thank all our LIA family, our members, and our non-members for all their support, even the ones that were supported in the beginning, and the ones that still support to this day, this December 1st, 2017, 2016 day. And we thankful, we're grateful, and we're just excited and excited about LIA. LIA is going to be an awesome club. We hope to expand in different states. We hope to expand love. We hope to expand our conference in different states, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking to bring these love conference to a state that want to hear what we have to share. Because
okay,
we know women don't always want to travel to Atlanta. So we are willing to come to different states to share. You know, that's why we're a travel club, travel events. We want to travel our events to other states, so everybody don't always have to travel here to Atlanta.
All right. Real quick, guys, tell the audience how to reach you.
www.lliatltravelclub.com. Again, it's www.lliatltravelclub.com, or you can email us at lliatl2015@gmail.com.
Any final words of wisdom for the audience, Yvette and Ty?
Any finding words of wisdom to the audience? I would say, you know, the live, love, laugh, and enjoy your family, love each other. You know, in the good times and bad times, and we just want to give a shout out to our family, who's listening, and just tell them that we love them, and we're just excited about the direction that we're headed,
and not just being just a travel club, but being an inspiration to other people. So we're excited, and we're glad that we've been able to have this opportunity to reach out to those that just want that want to listen and want to know who we are and want to be part of our journey.
I think that's awesome. Well, Yvette and Ty, thank you for stopping by and sharing your love, motivations, and passions in life with the audience tonight. We wish you both continued success, and we pray that you will continue to make an impact in our society, spreading the love that you guys have for one another. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to say goodbye for now, but I'll definitely be in touch. I hope to travel with you guys very, very soon.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night, and I'm going to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye now. Thank you for joining me today for Motivating and Inspiring the Next Generation X through True Life Experiences. Innovators of today inspiring our next generation. Live on Mean X Media Group Atlanta, 98.9 FM. I'm your host, Jazzy J. Until then, keep God first in your life.
Look into my eyes. Look into your eyes.